Hello, and welcome to Enough Wicker, a podcast where we don't leave fingerprints anymore as we discuss the greatest television show of all time, Golden Girls. I'm Lauren.
And I'm Sarah.
And today we're tackling the 166th episode in the series, From Here to the Pharmacy.
I gotta go to the pharmacy for my froggy voice. I was
Yeah.
karaokeing last night. But you
You
can all
hard-hearted
enjoy
Hannah.
my yes, exactly. The meanest gal in town. Also, I want to be loved by you.
Yeah.
yeah. It's funny. I also got a little wistful, like we don't leave fingerprints anymore. Like it feels like we're aging, you know, because we're so close to the end of the season and the series. It's
Oh.
kind of bizarre.
Yeah.
That wasn't a threat. That was just, you know, an enjoyable moment to cry along with all of you out there who are sobbing, dabbing
Yeah,
your eyes right now.
mid-season seven.
I know,
Where have you
it's
been?
really wild. What were your memories of this one? I'm curious, you know, before you
Yeah.
rewatched.
So not much. I mean, like I was like, oh, I know the pharmacy story. And I knew La La, but I actually like I think only knew that that was the B story of this one because of our outro of the last episode.
Yeah, a little teaser.
It's really funny. I mean, there's not like a whole lot of like substance here, but I like it a
Yeah.
lot. It's super entertaining. I feel like all of my notes are like funny quotes. And I think Sophia is being like really kind of like, I don't know. It's like she's not exactly sarcastic. There's a few instances. I'm thinking specifically of when like Dorothy is like very clearly mad and Sophia's like, I see behind that mask. You're angry. Like
Yeah.
it's kind of different spin on her normal like character behavior. And I think it really works. And it's not like mean. There's nothing like so mean to Dorothy. There's a couple cracks about like her sex life, but nothing that's like you're ugly, you know.
Yeah.
So overall, I liked it. I thought it was really entertaining. I have a lot to say about like the Blanche
Oh,
situation
yeah.
and like
We got to get into that.
yeah, but overall I was entertained. What did you think?
Same. I thought it was funnier than I remembered. There were two, like if you said From Here to the Pharmacy, the two things that I remember are Bill going, El Doctor Siegel, I remember. Where it's like, I'm supposed to be really impressed that he speaks Spanish, but he just says doctor. And
Yeah, I
cracks my chin up. I mean, when I rewatched, I was like, yes, it's he understands what she says, which is how, you know, most of the battle. But I'm always like, what a fucking white person line.
I know.
Let me translate the most easy to translate
Right.
word in this. And then the part where she goes, "Welcome home, soldier," because I fucking hate that line delivery. It
Bah.
like just it just turns into this really weird mess. But anyway, I agree with you about the Sophia thing. I think it actually is. It is different. It's got a different vibe, but it's refreshing because, as we've discussed, like she kind of turns into a monster in a lot of episodes of season seven because she's sort of being exaggerated. And you know, this one's nice, and like she has so many good quips. The whole Lala exchange when it comes back later when she's like, how close, how exactly, or what did she say? She's like, exactly how close to the television are you sitting when you're watching Lala? Like
So good.
that. Delivery is incredible, right? But yeah, the whole exchange of, I think actually in like based in reality, that B story of Sophia like wanting to leave something is something that's absolutely real in like a generational way that
Oh,
like I've
yeah.
even like I've heard my father say, right? Where it's sort of like I'm approaching it from Dorothy's perspective, like, girl, spend the money now. Like, let's enjoy ourselves now while you're alive. It doesn't have to be this like, you know, lump sum, and
Yeah.
four gold teeth that you leave me.
Have a
It's kind of
mullet.
interesting. Yeah. Yeah. Perks, he called them. That's the kind of stock you come from. I come from grave robbers. Oh my God. I have that entire like Loofah Sponge bus pass quip. Like it's like a paragraph of great quotes right from the
Yeah,
beginning. It's
it's
incredible.
amazing.
So anyway, so where do you want to start? You want to start at the top?
Yeah, let's go from the beginning because literally, yeah, I think it opens right away and like Rose running to get the notepad and then like I don't know, honestly the Cal thing is a thing that I feel like is stupid. Like I know it's like you know it's like over the top, but it's really funny. And the way that Betty White delivers it. And we talked about this, I think it was maybe the last episode or the one before, but like her eyes kind of look down into the side as though she's really thinking about something that she's like
yes.
emotional about. She's like, and I hated that cow. It's
really she still funny. Brings it back.
Yeah.
And yeah, this is one of those St. Olaf stories that is, as they all are, absurd. And like it skews like, you know, 51% not grounded in reality because it like she's talking about like a trial where like the cow is represented. But at the same time, she's so good at it and the line right, like the writing is so tight in it, and it is this just one moment that yeah, the emotion of this memory and the like delight of the big thick steak celebration.
Yeah.
It like overtakes the absurdity of it. So you completely forget that it's like an unrealistic situation. I love it. I think it's a really good St. Olaf story.
It is. And honestly, like you could see it, I feel like now as like a clickbait headline of like Minnesota cow wins a state in lawsuit or something. Like that could be.
Yeah. Real. Haven't dogs been elected mayor and bullshit like that, right?
Yeah.
Like,
you know,
it's like maybe at this time in the early 90s it wasn't realistic, but definitely a cow would have a yeah. lawyer.
Somebody was a water commissioner in St. Olaf. A dog? Yeah. Was it a cow?
Oh my god. Yeah, it's really great. And I also love the like, you know, nobody like they're just like, oh, you're using Rose as a lawyer, which like you yeah. can't, but
it's like, a lot of questions.
But this is great where Sophie's like, all right, I need somebody to just do my bidding. All right, come over here, you know. But I do love how she says it. She does it so formally. Like Sophia's like, as you know, my child, when she's talking to Dorothy. It's really, really great. But yeah, it keeps like a good drumbeat of, I mean, actually both stories of this are, it's a good drumbeat of like the older, you know, people thing. We've already done the like
yeah.
somebody from my past visits that I can't remember, right? Like with Thor, the worst kisser ever. But like, you know, there is like a realness to that, like of like Blanche kind of forgetting. It's so funny because in the beginning it feels like they're almost gonna go with like an Alzheimer's like storyline, you know, or like some sort of memory forgetting thing. Because the Bill character and that story is taken so seriously. You're like trying to wait for the shoe to drop where it is something where he's making it up or he's tricking her or like, you know, whatever. And then you're like, wait, in the middle of it, you're like, is it that Blanche is like literally losing her memory? And then it all sort of fizzles out. Like it's never really solved. So I think it's kind of interesting. It feels like a this age story.
Yeah. Right. Okay. So that actually, I think that makes it a little bit more palatable for me, maybe justifies it a bit more. My thing was like, obviously Blanche like goes out with a lot of guys and like wouldn't remember like every guy she went on a date right. with or like even a couple dates with, but it seems like they were relatively serious or like at least like emotionally involved. And I don't think Blanche is the kind of person that like either puts that on when she's not feeling it or like just feels it like every time she goes out, you know, like it seemed the yeah. way that Bill was narrating it, Bill the pharmacist was narrating it that like
Bill, he was talking to you, right?
Yeah. Yeah.
Oh, everybody, this is Bill.
So good. Oh my god, so funny. It just like I was like, I don't know. I feel like she would remember that. And there's a lot of like I don't know, like I also want to talk about the pharmacist thing because like pharmacists make a lot of money. Like they make a very good salary. And like I know it's not like a flashy
so
like
about it.
Doctor. It's just a weird thing to be like upset about because I feel like he does check all of the boxes for her. Yeah, there's a lot about that story. Also, he's deployed in his 50s. Is that a thing that was happening in the Gulf? I guess it was.
I guess so. But it really is hysterical. I mean, I actually love that they sort of do the like, you know, you're talking like it's 1945. And she's like, oh, she always does that when they give her a hat.
Yes,
which is so fucking funny. It's perfect, right? That whole like scene where she's so smitten. I think what's weird to me, going back to what you were thinking of, you're like, okay, Blanche goes out with a lot of guys. She doesn't like, and if she leads them on for sex, which I'm sure she definitely does, and certain guys would take it more seriously than others, right? In a very like stereotypically flipping the script on like typical heterosexual relationship where like, you know, the woman is like a stage five clinger and the guy's like, I'm just trying to sleep with you. It feels like Blanche does that a lot. But to your point, I don't think she would let it get so out of hand where like a guy would be like, you're my girl and I'm taking a picture of you in my locker or whatever that means, you know, like going to the Middle East. And
Love a
like,
boy.
so it stands to reason that like one, Blanche has completely like this slipped her memory and it's actually a little scary because she can't remember, right? Which is where I was
Sure,
going
yeah.
with like sort of like a third of the way through the episode, you're like, is this a dementia thing? Like, what's going on, right? And then or he is like kind of a really creepy, like, oh my gosh, like a girl looked at me once and now she's mine kind
He's
of
a stage
guy.
five clinger. Yeah, because you know what else? The Gulf War only lasted from August of 90 to February of 91. So, like, it's not that long that she wouldn't have, even if he was there the whole time, like, it's not really long enough to have forgotten about someone that you dated seriously. And, like, he thinks you're his
Very
girlfriend for
recently.
all intents and purposes, right? Like, yeah. But yeah, I mean, I think your point about, like, is it something that she's just, like, truly, like, losing or, like, you know, is it, I don't know, is it a result of aging? And maybe that is, that makes it much more like, it just feels a little bit more of a justification for the story because I was like, I don't know. It feels, even that she wouldn't remember his name is like, that works in certain instances. But yeah, not if he's carrying her picture around and not if like he thinks that every time the phone rings, she's thinking they're calling about him, depending how often the phone would ring.
Three, four times a week. I got scared too. But like, yeah, it's weird because, okay, we've seen it with Thor, right? And like, we see it with like with, she actually Blanche actually has that line with the opener of the season where she like you know Rose thinks that she slept with Charlie where she's like have I finally crossed that line you know and so I it kind of like that line feels like it should be in this episode only because of like the gravity of this situation right where she's like wow like it feels like it should be talked about more that she can't fucking remember this guy because all of like yeah like you're like the phone ringing, your picture in the locker, there's a great guy waiting for you, a great girl waiting for you too, and like all of that. And it's funny to me because then it just, for literally no, seemingly no reason except Bill's internal processing that we do not see except off screen, he's like, whoa, we gotta slow down. I'm like,
And
what?
it's
You
like,
just spent a year. Anyway, whatever.
right. And also, he came to her house before he even went home. Like, he got off the plane and went to her house. And then, yeah, I think it's like the next day or something. He's like, ah, this is too fast. And it's like, buddy, you're the one who came here. Like,
It's funny too, and she like, I don't know, just seeing it from his perspective make like there's no yeah the resolution is very bizarre, especially also like I don't know I'd be pretty hurt where he like has this whole grave confession about he slept with a nurse one time when the sirens went off. Anyway, I just
yeah,
gotta laugh
but
about like
it's like, yeah,
painting a
World War
picture of war
One,
here.
like
Yes, exactly, right? This is not that was not
Claire
the Gulf War.
Barton, yeah,
Oh my God.
New Jersey.
But exactly, there you go. But like she's like and we could see other people, like she's like so desperately says it, right? And
I
he's like, sure.
know.
It's very strange. It's very strange.
It's really weird. The
I
we can
just
see
I'm
other people
wondering
thing
how
is
they
so
right?
strange.
Well, only because like you could deliver that in a way that like doesn't sound so exciting.
Yeah.
Don't know. What do you think about like the I don't know. It's strange because she there's no and there's no word from Dorothy on this really about like the moral or ethical quandary of like being like you should probably fucking tell Bill you don't remember him, you know? Like there's that's usually the beats of these types of episodes where like Dorothy's trying to convince Blanche to do the right thing and like it this doesn't happen, right? It just sort of like She's kind of panicked, and then she has the welcome home soldier, and then she's so impressed because he says El Doctor, Seagull, or whatever. He just says Seagull. He
They
doesn't even
not.
say Seagull.
Yeah, I know, right?
And it's just kind of funny to me because it's like it's almost like this should be like an hour-long special to really delve into the storyline because I want to know so much more about Bill, but also about like just how Blanche is coping with this. I want them to actually, I want this to be like a very special episode where they talk about Blanche's memory loss.
Yeah, I mean, they could talk about the Gulf War and the motives for getting in there, but I think the reason that, well, I think Dorothy's like preoccupied is the reason she doesn't check her. And I would also say that it is like in this instance more so than others, like the moral quandary is a little bit, I think, more in the gray area because like I see why Blanche wouldn't wanna like totally knock this guy. Like, I feel like it would really throw him for a loop if she, if he had been like pining for her for a year and like, you know, it was getting him through the war essentially, like thinking that he had this thing he was coming home to. And she like doesn't even remember who he is. So I like it's the same thing I feel like actually with Rose and Thor, where it's like don't want to hurt his feelings, but this feels like a little bit more like Blanche knows she should remember and not like, oh, he's a guy from like my teenage years who like I just can't place. Like, you know, this feels a little
No,
bit
that's
more
true.
like you're really like holding a man's fate in your hands. So I think there is some more like nuance to Blanche's decision not to be honest. Like
That's
obviously,
fair.
yeah, and I think that that's why maybe it's not as clear from Dorothy to be like, and she does kind of like not exactly. I don't even actually feel like she directs her at all, but when she's like, not a clue. It's like she
Yeah.
really doesn't know.
Not a clue. So great. Well, and also the subtext that they would not really cover on this show, but like that must be said, is that, yeah, this is a man who definitely has access to firearms, and we all know that men don't handle things like this very well. So there's actually, like, if this was Blanche IRL, it's actually a very practical safety reason to like sort of like just slip away and then let him pretend instead of making him potentially a guy you don't know. Who
Yeah.
just came back from war, kind of flip on you. So,
Right. Who came to your
anyway.
house from the plane, hasn't had
Yeah, and like
any
knows where
PTSD
you
counseling
live.
sessions.
Yeah, right? It feels like
Yeah. I was
Meryl.
just going to say, like, Bill or Meryl, who's the bigger psycho?
Yeah.
But.
Totally. Oh gosh. Anyway, I don't know. It's like him as a character doesn't bother me, like his delivery. Like he's very sure of himself, you know. He like kind of
Yeah.
knows what he wants, and he like communicates really well. He like confesses to the nurse thing, Claire Barton thing. And like it feels, yeah, like you said, it's like he checks all her boxes, right? Like it feels like a good guy. And we again get, you know, hit the storyline of like Blanche, you always do this, right? You know, you give it up for like the dumbest reasons. So but yeah, it's kind of funny. And it's funny that there's like somebody says like the whole, what is it, Dorothy or Rose, that like basically it's like the whole time we've known you, like you've never
Yeah, I
like
could say.
gotten close with somebody. Yeah, it's interesting. So
Yeah.
I feel like Jake, you know, is up there, and like there's a couple of them up there, but it's like the exact same storyline, right? Where it's like, yeah, you know, Blanche does it, something superficial, she gets scared, blah blah blah. Although this one of course comes with an extra helping of I don't fucking remember this dude.
Right. That's what I'm saying. It's like, I just don't think it's like reasonable to me. Like, why aren't you into this guy when it's like, I don't remember him? You know, I don't remember him. Why? And also, like, one other thing, it's weird during the like the breakup conversation when Bill is basically like, I'm not like a cool man soldier. Like, I'm just a regular pharmacist. You don't want to go out with a regular pharmacist. And it's like, what? Like, what about, I don't know. It feels a little like, I don't, maybe like self-deprecating or something, but it seems like the reason that he knows that Blanche is like pulling away is because he's just a drugstore pharmacist. But like, I don't know. I feel like it's interesting that he brings up like this is about as exciting as it gets here. Like, so what? Like, I don't know. I feel like that's a weird, it's just weird. That whole conversation is weird, and that is part of it.
It is, and it's interesting because I'm glad you brought that part up because they also sort of attempt a very brief like flirt with the like re-entry of soldiers to civilian life conversation. And which also very laughable that he's just like, pick it up and put in the preparation H on, you know, like
Going
whatever.
to work tomorrow. Got home from
Yeah,
the
like
car
it's
today.
that easy, everyone. You just pop right back in because what was
Crazy.
happening, you know? do you know, is El Doctor Siegel still working down the block? Anyway, yeah, a lot has changed. So yeah, he has this like moment where he's like, it is home, isn't it? Or something really.
Yeah. Oh my God, yes.
Yeah, right. Well, when you were talking about where he's like, I'm not a soldier, that line is, it's just awkward because again, it feels like it should be a longer episode to like handle all of these like bigger ticket items. But it's
For sure.
just this very brief combo. And again, he sort of is grappling with it in and of himself. But it's interesting that you say like maybe he sort of, I mean, you'd have to be able to pick up on the vibe in real life if you have any sort of like emotional content of what Blanche is doing here, where she's literally introduced you by the wrong name like 3 times. But yeah, like sitcom characters aren't always like that. But yeah, it's interesting because again, all of his change of heart, I guess, happens off screen in 24 hours.
Yeah, he just deals with it at home.
Or he's like, I came to you with a rose to that. I mean, man, don't you want to sleep, bro? Like, I can't believe he's not just, you're
I
already out on a date. It's kind of funny. Time is compressed, but come on.
Yeah, for sure.
Oh, anyway, so crazy. But anyway, all right. So B story.
Yeah.
Let's talk about it.
Yeah, I mean, so funny. Rose is a lawyer. Rose using a pencil. Rose like being an attorney client privilege. Like it's so good.
So great. I know. Yeah. Also, right after that with the sitting close to the television, I forgot that Sophia goes, nice going, counselor.
Yeah.
It's really great. But also like the Dorothy just fucking with them, like where she's like, have some tea, it'll relax you. I love the whole tea thing. Like, don't, that tea was for my mommy. And like it's funny because it's like it's so over the top and like they don't, which I appreciate, they don't go so far with like Sophia and Rose like really believing it, right? Because it is just a joke. But they have it enough of like she's playing a trick on them and Rose is trying to figure it out, right? Again, like excellent facial expression work as always from Betty White of just like
Yeah,
being suspicious.
and at the very end when Dorothy's like, I'll make you some tea, the facial expressions from Bea Arthur are so good. And like I think about doing that in like a crowd of like my friends, you know, to like get a laugh, which I think would go
Yeah.
really well. But it would be so hard to do that in front of a camera with an audience because like not making eye contact with anyone and you really have to commit, I think, for that to work in that
Yeah.
environment. She really does. It kills both times, I think.
You're saying that you couldn't pull off a B. Arthur style delivery in a crowd of your friends
Yeah, I'll go on the
without
record
giggling?
saying that.
Oh God. It's really fabulous. And obviously this is such a Blanche episode. And you know, yes, it's sort of between Dorothy and Sophia and the other one, you know, in the B story, but like it's real, I don't know. It really feels like a Sophia moment with like Dorothy and Rose getting actually like really funny lines, right? Like Dorothy has the whole tea thing and then also like playing off of the A story where she's like, it could be anybody.
Yeah.
Like Dorothy kind of gets to sit on her high horse in a really good way in this
Yeah.
episode, right? And just kind of
She's
bounce off the others.
pretty much just funny. Yeah, I mean, I even think like in the beginning when Sophia's like sound mind and body, leave my daughter.
Yeah.
Nothing. Like that's so funny. Like
It's
just
really good.
it's really, really good. And the Sophia Dorothy thing, which like we definitely touched on. It's brief that Dorothy's like a little bit like mad at her, at least like from what we see. And
Yeah.
it's I think the thing is like you were saying, like your dad, and like I think it's a very cultural, like immigrant thing of this time of like
Absolutely.
you must leave your kids something. And like it is crazy when when Rose violates the attorney-client privilege and says $35,000 Obviously, I looked that up. It's like 80 grand. It's in today's money.
It's a lot of fucking money. Yeah.
And I think
even
that
35,000
35. I know.
To get. Can you imagine getting that much money?
I know. And I do think, like, obviously we just like scratched the surface of it, but the cultural pressure, and like Sophia even, you know, like she says it outright, and I think they have to do it because it's so compressed, but like,
yeah,
he didn't leave a dime, or like, you know, whatever it was. And yeah, like that is a real thing that she feels. And I think Dorothy gets that much quicker than like she gets like
other Sophia transgressions married
before or something. Yeah, like there's things about, yeah, Sophia's past that she like struggles with. But anyway, because I think it's not so, it's like there's a little bit of conflict, but it's not so like deep rooted emotionally.
You're right.
Gets to be funny, which is great. Like, if, yeah, I'm alive, you can't get your hands on my money.
Right, exactly. It's funny because, yeah, like that storyline, or that, I guess, that like emotional note of Dorothy being able to understand where Sophia is coming from, actually is one of the like somewhat rare cases of like the storyline building on other prior storylines, because we've already gone through the whole like Sal lost everything, you know, like we've, right, sort of done that whole like, you know, Sal was lovable but kind of a fuck up when it came to money or like funding, you know, he had a gambling problem, yeah, yada yada. So it's like I yeah, it makes a lot of sense. And I also think it's like, again, a digging deeper, right? Like there is that, like the Phil and Gloria, like your brother and sister had to work very hard to send me that
money. Yeah, I love that.
Which is such a great line. But like, yeah, it's like it's not like the worst thing, because she didn't lose money, right? Like she's, right, yeah, I guess been hoarding, what have you, but like it also is from her siblings. Like she didn't steal from the government or what, you know, whatever,
yeah,
illicit means that she's tried to get money in the past. So it's kind of interesting to me.
Yeah.
Although Gloria is, you know, at least currently, if we're thinking about it, is she is out of MONEY.
Yeah. So. I know, but not, she's got to leave it. I love when Dorothy is talking about how she could have been living in a swinging condo.
Oh my God. What a great line.
The coffee bit is really fun. Like, again,
it's so good, right?
Such command of timing, because it's not, I think like reading that on the page, like, as we've said, you know, I think anybody, a lot of people could do that in a funny way, but I think there would be an impulse to pause a little longer on the coffee bit, but yep, it's actually funnier not to, to just like in one like full swoop. And it's, I love it. It's really, really funny. And she's like, must be decaf. Like, what a punctuation, you know?
And she actually has like a good amount of anguish in her face when she said, I'm sorry, it must be decaf. Like, she knows that she's like, that's mean to say. it's like, I love, you know me, I love when it's grounded in reality. Like, they're not going to just be mean to be outright and like not consider other people's feelings. And she's like, yeah, I don't care that I said that, but I kind of care. Like, I'm sorry. Like, it just,
yeah, like,
really,
I'm mad.
Great balance.
At,
yeah.
Yeah. She's mad at something else. And then, like, I love the exchange when Dorothy's like, why don't you hug your money? And Sophia goes, like, that money's for my old age. Like, yeah, it's just, it's really funny. Yeah. And the tension between them is just, yeah, you're in the twilight zone. It's just like jab after jab, but they're not, yeah, like to your point, like they're not mean, and they're not, yeah, like, they're just about the issue, really. And they're not like more deep-seated or like resentful, which I think is sometimes not that it even gets mean from Dorothy, but when it can get a little heavy from Dorothy, yes, is like she's bringing things up that are like people have, you know, like resentments of their parents because of their patterns of behavior. And this just seems like truly like, I'm mad that you did this and didn't tell me. And Sophia is like, I have my reason for not telling, like, you're gonna get it, yeah, eventually. Like, yeah.
Yeah, classic, like the exchange here is like the sibling bickering level, right? Where you could like say mean things about each other, but it's not like cutting to the core, you know?
Right.
Yeah. In the same way where you could then like throw a barb and you'd be like, whoa, too personal, you know, like that was over the line kind of thing, right?
Yeah.
They're really just having this great bantering. And Dorothy is like literally being earnest, like, what are you talking about? You don't leave fingerprints anymore.
Yeah.
It's incredible. Also the funny lines that, again, like Dorothy and Rose are just hitting all the beats of like just being funny in this episode. Right after that scene where like Blanche is describing that, you know, again, like, you, to your point, it's so silly that she's like freaking out that he's a pharmacist. You're like, he didn't say he was like a janitor at the school, bro. Like,
Yeah,
he's
God
got a well-paying
forbid.
job. God forbid. But like, you know, she's like, he is a, I forget what she says, but, you know, she says the whole
Don't
like
push
collection of
promises.
line and everything. Sorry,
Yeah.
we don't validate pharmacists. Dorothy's like, well, if he doesn't validate, get rid of him.
Yeah.
And then they're discussing it, and then she's like, I guess I could always tell him he's good, too good for me. And Rose just, sometimes the truth is best. And it's like,
Yeah.
it doesn't actually get like that much of a rise out of like the characters, but it's like so perfect. Like, it's a perfect barb. You're like, yeah, Blanche, you're kind of being a dick.
Yeah, and Rose doesn't even really understand that it's like an insult. She's just
Yeah,
responding in the
she's
first like
literally
sentence
just saying it
she says.
earnestly. Exactly.
I like when Dorothy's like one little flaw. I think it's Dorothy, might be Rose, but who's like one little flaw and you go running, which is like, again, this is not a crisis. Like, it's being painted as like a real like problem, and like it's not really that big of a deal. Either you want to date him or you don't, like whatever. But when Blanche is like, he's got skinny arms, like I think that's funny. That part I like.
Yeah.
But then like I don't know, it gets weird for me when Dorothy's like, my father made love to her because of her inner beauty. It's like,
Oh,
just
weird. I
move
know.
on from that.
I
Ugh.
know. It's very strange, right? It's very I don't know why they have like, I mean, I guess to just set up the line where she's like, he never saw me naked, which is like kind of, you're like, okay, what? We're going in
Yeah.
different directions here. But yeah, that whole like, yeah, but like to your point that that Dorothy's line doesn't need to be there. We don't need to like respond to
Right.
that comment. It's very strange.
I do
That exchange
love,
doesn't work. Yeah.
no, it doesn't. I love when they go to the pharmacy and Sophia's with Blanche. Obviously, like that is like totally just so she can do the preparation age bit, which is really, really
Absolutely.
funny. But even funnier, I think, is when like it's so cheap, maybe, but when Dorothy buys her the new handbag and Sophia's like, it's shrunk down to the size of a change purse, like that's a
I
pretty
know.
good
It's pretty funny. Good advertising.
yeah, does what it's supposed to
Hot damn. It's
do. Yeah.
it is great, like, to be able to. Yeah, there is, like, a lot, again, perfect, like, age-appropriate humor in this episode, right? It's really great. The people won't bend for life.
Yeah, sure they won't. Yeah, no, it does feel like the age, like being an older person, is kind of baked into this, both in lines
Yes.
and in plot, without it being like the center point of it, which I think
Yeah.
is actually really cool. And like, really, sometimes like you have to address it, obviously, like in a more head-on way. But like, this is just a funny show about old people, like if you kind of like dial it down. And I
Yeah.
think to just see them doing things that old people do, like buying preparation age or like
Right.
dealing like wills and estates, like that is, I don't know, it just feels like an authentic picture of like life and like, I don't know, forgetting things or, you know, like any of it. I think is it's more just like weaved in here than I think normally. It's like, we're going to do an episode about things that happen to you when you're aging, which is
Yes,
also great,
yes.
but
No, you're right. It is like a more subtle feel, even if you like list out exactly what you just listed out, where you're like, wow, yeah, that is an old person show. But
yeah.
it's like, it's kind of funny. It's like, and I think it's also like, it's, we're used to it now, right? Season seven, it's like there have been some of those heavy-handed ones, but you're just like, no, this is just what they do, and this just happens to
Yeah.
be their life. So, and I mean, the show does really well with episodes like this, and it also does really well with episodes that feel like something a younger person should do, but like old people do it too, you know? So I really
Yeah, for
appreciate that
sure.
about it as well. But yeah, it's a good one. It was like a more pleasantly surprising, like, wow, there's some fucking funny lines in this. It feels
Yeah,
good.
there's a lot of funny stuff.
It's so great. Poor Bill.
Poor Bill.
Anything else?
Oh, just Sal being in the attic for 6 years after World War II
Oh
ended
yeah.
in the
Oh,
house
Jesus Christ.
fight.
Well, this
We
soldier
are
actually
thankful.
went to war.
Yeah.
Like,
Tomato,
literally.
tomato.
It's perfect because like when Blanche like changes the subject, like, it's perfect Blanche, right? She's like, "Yeah, we sh probably should address that, but back to me."
Yeah, like I'm not even gonna touch it.
Yeah, exactly. Again, like what you would do, right? A very sibling thing. You're just like, Yeah, I don't know what she's talking about. Anyway.
Yeah, no, exactly.
Oh my God.
Moving
Perfect.
on.
Moving on. Tomato, tomato. Perfect. All right. Well, very excited. Join us next time when we discuss a men's club, a vine rope, and a large bottle of Absorbine Junior. Take care, everyone.